Hey, everybody. It's the day after. We have the analysis of what happened in the electoral counting in Congress and also the chaos at the Capitol. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And this episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Fight Big Brother and Big Tech by going to expressvpn.com/charlie. A lot of news happening. I answer your questions at the end of this episode. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
You may not know this about me, but I'm kind of an undercover nerd when it comes to studying the global economy. I love seeking out financial wisdom when it comes to my own portfolio. I value precious metals. Noble Gold is the only firm I trust to buy gold and silver from, which can serve as a hedge of protection in your IRA. First reason, they are a U.S.-based company. Supporting American businesses is so important. Second reason, Noble Gold has impeccable online reviews. A great online reputation is a must if you're going to trust the team's financial counsel. Third reason, Noble Gold has an experienced staff who works hard to make life easy for you. Any paperwork that might pop up takes less than 5 minutes to complete. Maybe it's just an old 401k that needs a home. Maybe you're just like me and you're curious about your options. If so, grab a free gold guide by visiting NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more. I respect this team and you should as well. Call Noble Gold right now. Tell them you heard about investing on my show and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. So let me be very clear. There were people that were there yesterday that looked to have been political professional instigators. Some people say that they're part of Antifa. It could be through some facial recognition software. But I'm also going to tell you something else that a lot of you might not be reading or hearing. There were plenty of people there yesterday that were on what would be called the radical alt-right. They would be white nationalist, ethno-nationalist types. And I don't even like calling them Trump supporters, but the media is going to publicize a lot of them, and they are going to loop all of us conservatives into it. So I just want to tell a lot of you before you say, well, it was only Antifa that was there. That is not true. That's not true. So don't say that. We're getting a lot of emails of people that are saying that. However, I am of the belief that there were professional instigators and agitators that I do not think that were conventional Trump supporters that were trying to stir up the crowd and possibly lead the crowd yesterday. So this is not just a isolated event. This has now really, I think, gone to places that none of us would have anticipated, which now there is not just little whispers. There are now serious whispers for the impeachment and the removal of President Donald Trump. Okay, let's go to Cut 66, Republican. We're getting that cut here. Well, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger has called for the impeachment and the removal of President Donald Trump. On what grounds? I'm not exactly sure, but they're going to tie the deaths of the four people yesterday on the Capitol and the activities surrounding that to the president. Now, you might ask yourself, well, why impeach the president 13 days before before Joe Biden gets sworn in? Well, it will prevent him from ever running for president again. And also, they are going now on what we predicted here on the Charlie Kirk Show. They are now going on a revenge campaign against every single person that was ever involved, even on the periphery, with President Donald Trump. Play tape, cut 66, of Congressman Adam Kinzinger calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. Same thing, removal of the president.
All indications are that the president has become unmoored, not just from his duty, nor even his oath, but from reality itself. It is for this reason that I call for the vice president and members of the cabinet to ensure the next few weeks are safe for the American people, and that we have a sane captain of the ship. Section 4 of the 25th Amendment allows a majority of the cabinet and the vice president to assume the duties of the office of presidency until the president is able to himself. It's time to invoke the 25th Amendment and to end this nightmare.
So he's calling for the 25th Amendment to remove the president of the United States. I want to go to Cut 69, just kind of the news of last night, which is similar. It's a different topic, but it's all kind of on the same day of the certification of the results of the presidential election. And we'll get that one second, which is Vice President Pence announcing the count 306 to 232. So look, this is where this is headed right now. The Democrats and moderate Republicans and establishment Republicans, they are now going to want to go on their version of a terror campaign, a purge, if you will, of every conservative, every single Trump supporter in the country, including in Congress. And that will begin with President Donald Trump. Let's go to Cut 69 in case you missed the news last night. Which is the Vice President of the United States, the President of the Senate, announcing President Donald Trump, Vice President Joe Biden defeating Donald Trump. Play Cut 69.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
And so that is, just to give everyone, in case you missed it last night, we were holding out hope that the president of the Senate would maybe send it down to state legislatures or do something of that variety. That did not happen. And so there were some objections last evening. We're going to get through that, and we're going to play some tape of that. But I do want to get back to what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. We spent a lot of time on our live stream. For those of you that are listening on the radio right now, I encourage you to check out our live stream on our YouTube channel or our podcast page, kind of talking in great detail about what exactly drove people to go to the Capitol. And as I mentioned, there were professional agitators, there were members probably of Antifa, but there were also people that would be called on the And I have no association whatsoever. You could just ask them. They hate me. Of the right-wing identitarian people that want a ethno-state in our country. A lot of them were there yesterday on Capitol Hill as well. And so we need to just be very, very clear of exactly what has been happening and what has been going on. And so, look, the Democrats are now going to use this. And some of you say, so what? The Democrats are going to use everything against us. Well, number one, they're going to use this for increased surveillance. They are now going to loop almost all conservative activity under a terrorism statute, just so we're all clear. They're going to use this as justification for that. Number two, they are going to try and impeach and remove a president that very well might be able to run again. That is coming very, very soon. I would imagine the House will vote. What do you think, Connor? Impeachment articles are coming up. Yeah, impeachment articles are being drawn up right now in the House of Representatives, which is just so tragic and such a surprise. But that's where we are right now. And so also then the Senate will, whether or not they'll entertain them or not, we will see. And so the sequence of events that is unfolding in our country right now is a Democrat Party that feels more emboldened and empowered than ever before. What would have been a very helpful counter to that is if we would have won those Georgia races decisively. People stayed at home. Hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters stayed at home to give power to Chuck Schumer and the radical Democrats. And so this is where we are right now. We are at a place right now that in 13 days, absent a God-sized miracle, Joe Biden will become the next president of the United States. And with it, have complete control of the United States Senate and the United States Congress. A lot of you are asking me, what can we do about it? What is our course of action? These are great questions. That's what I want to help unpack with you throughout this show. In our fast-paced world, it's time to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. A new app called Thinker, you guys have heard me talk about it, thinker.org/Charlie, T-H-I-N-K-R, has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy fiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Reader, listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and what? Become a better thinker. Go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinkr.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion. I usually wouldn't play a tape from Joe Scarborough, but just so you know, this is going to be their new line of thinking. Some of you say, oh, whatever, that doesn't mean anything. No, I mean, they're now going to weaponize every single form of government, and there will be nothing to stop them because we lost the Senate seats in Georgia. Because of the lackluster candidates that we fielded, this is what they're going to do. They're calling for a massive governmental mobilization after any supporters, any financiers, anything. They have now officially locked President Donald Trump out of Facebook and out of Twitter, and with it will be millions of more bannings coming very, very soon. They are using yesterday as a purging justification. And some of you say, well, we have to push back. Well, we don't have any power. Because we lost the Georgia Senate runoffs, they now have unified and complete and total control over government. And we lost because conservatives stayed at home. I want to play – and I just want to kind of comment on this. There were plenty of people that just went to the rally yesterday and kind of followed the crowd to the Capitol, and they had some flags and they didn't do anything wrong and all of that. But four people did die yesterday, and if we are going to be intellectually and philosophically consistent, if BLM Incorporated stormed the Capitol and four people died and they were bashing windows and the media called it mostly peaceful, we would be mocking them. So let's just be a little bit consistent with this. Is this Joe Scarborough going completely unhinged? This is Joe Scarborough, who is wrongly calling for the arrest of Donald Trump. But this is now going to be this is now going to be their Charlottesville moment, where they're going to use this as mass justification to increase the security state and the police state. Play tape.
Said, we are coming for you. That's insurrection against the United States of America. Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump are not arrested today for insurrection and taken to jail and booked.
Okay, Joe, first of all, calm down, all right? You're a real tough guy. President Donald Trump hosted a rally yesterday, and people on their own volition, without him asking them to do that, went to the Capitol. As I mentioned earlier, there is evidence to show that there were members of instigators, Antifa, and there were some very far-right people that call themselves Trump supporters. But let me be very clear. This was not representative, the people that were bashing windows in all of this, of the millions and millions of Trump supporters that I have been around all across the country that rose up in record numbers to support President Trump. In addition, isn't it very interesting how the media has not been covering how an unarmed Trump supporter was shot dead in the Capitol? Now, maybe that was justified. We do generally take the position to support law enforcement. However, this woman, Ashley, I think her name's Ashley Babbitt or something. We'll get her name. Ashley, who is an Air Force veteran who was killed yesterday. I'm not seeing a lot of the same groups that say her name, say her name. I don't see any of them out there. And so I hope a full investigation gets pulled into there. And I want to ask you guys a question. If BLM Incorporated stormed the Capitol, do you think that they would be shooting them? I don't know. And I don't know if it was justified or not. I'm going to reserve judgment on that. But it seems very, very fishy and suspicious based on the video that we played that would justify the discharge of a firearm against someone that walks into the Capitol building. We don't know if she stormed the barricade. Maybe she was trying to do something with that. I'm not exactly sure what the reasoning of all this. Ashley Babbitt, may she rest in peace. And so that is it's a tragedy. Four people died yesterday. And so based on yesterday. And so I want to continue to dive into some of these clips here. Let's go to Representative Cori Bush. Do we have that? Calling for every Republican to be removed from office. Play tape.
We need to call it what it is. It's white supremacy. It was white privilege, and it was the call of our president. And it was encouraged by our Republican colleagues. And that is why every single one of them, especially because they have been the ones trying to steal this election. That's why we are calling for them to be removed. They should not be seated.
So that is Congresswoman Cori Bush calling for removal of all of them. And Corey, she continues in cut 73. We're going to run out of time on the segment. That if the rioters were black, they would have been shot. Well, the rioters were shot. Okay? One of them was. We don't even know if she was a rioter or not. I'm going to be very specific in my language and how we describe this. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to spend this segment going through the Electoral College votes yesterday. The Electoral College vote debate was obviously interrupted yesterday. But there were some shining stars that I think really stood up courageously and did a phenomenal job. One of those is Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman Matt Gaetz had every, let's just say, excuse that could have been made but wasn't made to not stand and fight. And Congressman Matt Gaetz, I think, brought up the best argument. There are four cuts for Matt Gaetz. I want to get through each one of them and talk about them. So Congressman Matt Gaetz was talking in support of the objection of the electoral votes of Arizona. Mind you, Arizona is where we spend a lot of time. There were a lot of problems and a lot of shenanigans in Arizona. And I could tell you this, the state legislatures wanted to meet in Arizona, but the Speaker of the House in Arizona did not give them that opportunity or ability. Let's go cut 57. Matt Gaetz, let's go to cut 57 and we'll go through it. Matt Gaetz, a shining star in all of this unfortunate last 24 hours. Play tape.
In 2016, Democrats found out that they couldn't beat Donald Trump at the ballot box with voters who actually show up. So they turned to impeachment and the witness box. And when that failed, they ran to the mailbox, where this election saw an unprecedented amount of votes that could not be authenticated with true ID, with true signature match, and with true confidence for the American people.
Congressman Matt Gaetz is exactly right. Let's go to the next cut here. Do we have the one about – I think that we do have the police one. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Let's play tape of Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Now, we came here today to debate, to follow regular order, to offer an objection, to follow a process that is expressly contemplated in our Constitution. And for doing that, we got called a bunch of seditious traitors. Now, not since 1985 has a Republican president been sworn in, absent some Democrat effort, to object to the electors. But when we do it, it is the new violation of all norms. And when those things are said, people get angry.
And let's go to the next cut of Congressman Matt Gaetz. He became the most hated man in Washington next to Senator Josh Hawley last evening, who I do want to applaud as well in just a moment. Play tape.
Another important point for the country is that this morning, President Trump explicitly called for demonstrations and protests to be peaceful. He was far more, you can moan and groan, but he was far more explicit about his calls for peace than some of the BLM and left-wing rioters were this summer when we saw violence sweep across this nation.
And I want to go to cut 60 of Congressman Matt Gaetz. Talking about the Antifa, and it's interesting, when glass started to be shattered and people started running through the halls and Democrats and Republicans were a little uneasy and scared, Democrats, in their moment of duress, they needed the police. And I never want to hear another Democrat call for the defunding of the police ever again. So when you defund the police in Minneapolis and that black child is now left defenseless, they don't have the Capitol Hill police to protect them. Play tape.
And I don't know if the reports are true, but the Washington Times has just reported some pretty compelling evidence from a facial recognition company showing that some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa. Now, we should seek to build America up, not tear her down and destroy her. And I am sure glad that at least for one day, I didn't hear my Democrat colleagues calling to defund the police.
That's exactly right. Every single speech opened yesterday with, I want to thank the Capitol Hill police. Well, you might want to thank the Capitol Hill police, but then why are you calling for massive defunding of police in urban cities across the country? Congressman Matt Gaetz deserves our credit. He is one of the good guys. The certification for Pennsylvania came through last evening, and Congressman Josh Hawley did object, as he promised he would. Other states, though, that we thought we were going to get objections did not get objections. Nevada, Wisconsin, and Michigan were not objected to, but Pennsylvania was objected to. Senator Josh Hawley signed on to that last evening, they were not objected to by the Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan were not objected to by the Senate. But what I'm saying is that there was a senator that objected. Senator Josh Hawley objected to Pennsylvania. But there were plenty of House objections to Nevada and to Wisconsin and to Michigan. They just could not get a senator. But Senator Josh Hawley became a moan and groan recipient from the United States Senate last evening when Senator Josh Hawley did object in writing to the Pennsylvania results. He was not given an opportunity to speak on the Senate floor last evening. It seems that Senator Mitch McConnell ended all debate on the Senate floor before it even started. But Senator Josh Hawley is still very much he's a man of his word. He did object. He did do what he said he was going to do. And I think that is I think that's a very, very good thing. We're getting a lot of questions here at freedom@charliekirk.com. Also, I want to compliment Senator Rick Scott, who also voted in favor of objection to the Electoral College results in Pennsylvania. Please email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. A lot of you guys are asking us what exactly is happening and what's going on. Some of you guys have emailed us the question of this Viking-looking character that seemed to have stormed Congress, saying that he was a member of Antifa and that he was at an Antifa rally. That is not totally correct. He was at a BLM rally, but he was counter-protesting. He has been seen before with QAnon paraphernalia in a Viking suit walking around. So we have no evidence that he is BLM. He could be a professional agitator or instigator. That could be kind of his whole shtick. Some people have been saying that he is 100% on the left, which we do not have any evidence to show that. And that's the long and short of all of that. So I want to get to some more tape here. We are now going to have an impeachment fight. And let me be very clear, using the power of impeachment and removal this close to the end of a term, I think is so incredibly it's an abuse of power and unconstitutional. The president is not to blame for any of the violence that happened yesterday in any way whatsoever. And so I want to play. I think that we had Joe Scarborough screaming, quite angrily. Is that Joy Reid clip recent, or is that I guess that is recent. This is Joy Reid doing what she does best. Play tape.
They know that they are not in jeopardy because in their minds, they own this country. They own that capital. They own the cops. The cops work for them. And people like me have no damn right to try to elect a president. And so when you think you own it, you own the place. You ain't afraid of the police because the police are you. And the police reflect back to them. We're with you. You're good. We're not going to hurt you because you're not them. Guarantee you, if that was a Black Lives Matter protest in D.C., there would already be people shackled, arrested, or dead. You talked about Al-Qaeda. What has he done in terms of incitement, right, that Osama bin Laden didn't do?
Okay, first of all, Joy Reid, you're a moron. People were arrested and people were killed yesterday. Ashley Babbitt was killed yesterday. And she was unarmed by all accounts. She was a Trump supporter. and we have no evidence to show that she was part of the storming of the barricades. If a police officer killed Ashley Babbitt, then I would expect you, Joy Reid, to dedicate hours of your programming on how there was an unarmed Air Force veteran killed in the halls of Congress for expressing their First Amendment rights. I would expect you, Joy Reid, to go on about that, because I could tell you right now, and I want to just be very clear, and as we get all of this evidence here, Joy Reid, if you spent hours of programming on Breonna Taylor, I can expect you to spend hours of programming on Ashley Babbitt. And again, we have a default position here to see the facts to come out, and usually the facts will show that law enforcement acted with restraint. However, I have seen the video of Ashley Babbitt being killed and bleeding out. It is a hard video to watch, let me tell you. We are not going to play it on the stream. A couple of streams ago, we played it, and we got all these sorts of flags from YouTube, as we anticipated. And it is graphic. But what police officer, why he would shoot somebody without a warning and unarmed like that, I'm not really sure how to reconcile with that, because anytime a police officer acted in that manner or fashion with any of these massive movements that we've seen, we have always said the police officers acted improperly or acted incorrectly. And so, Joy Reid, also, there were over 52 people arrested yesterday. So I don't know what sort of alternate universe world you're living in, where you think that there's like a wink and a nod between police officers and the people that were there yesterday. But this is a narrative that is now going to grow, as if the people there got special treatment. Well, I could tell you right now that if you were there yesterday bashing windows and went into congressional offices and vandalized and did those things, you are probably going to get investigated for terrorism statutes under the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is a fact through and through. I want to get to a clip here of let's go to Cut 62, just so we understand. I am not justifying violence. That is not my position here. But let's make sure that we qualify exactly what we're looking at and exactly what has happened in our country in the last 6 months. Let's go to Cut 62. Just remember what BLM did, and many of them not arrested. Many of those rioters were bailed out of jail. Remember that? When they were bailed out of jail when they did all of this? Play Cut 62. Just showing that imagery to show exactly what we have what we lived through in the last couple months, and how people were not arrested and were not held accountable. Let's go to cuts here. A lot of people are emailing us saying, "So what that we lost Georgia? What's the big deal?" Well, D.C. and Puerto Rico are probably going to be added as states unless we can stop it with Joe Manchin and with some of the other senators that are on the edge. So as soon as those states are added, they get two more United States senators. Puerto Rico will get electoral votes. D.C. already has electoral votes. And with it, you will then see Democrat power grab, the likes of which we've never seen before. But a lot of people have been kind of in the position to say there's no big deal about it. They're all the same. Really, really deceiving. If I was a Democrat, I would have told people to stay at home and to stay at home if I was a Trump supporter. If I was a Democrat, I would be funding these Trump supporters that were happy, these Trump supporters that were happy to see what happened in Georgia happen. It's an absolute – you're going to see the – a lot of you guys that are saying that, or a lot of people that are saying, there's not even that many people, they have no idea what the left has in store or in plan. And at least having a one-seat majority in the Senate could have turned it into a legislative graveyard to end a lot of this nonsense. Okay, I want to play here. Cut 72, Don Lemon talking about the White House staffers quitting. Play Cut 72.
This in no way absolves them of the sin and the sins that they and the president had committed against this country for the past 4 years by allowing him unfettered to do whatever he wants to subvert the Constitution and the democracy and the republic. Phil.
So that's not the tape that I thought it would be. There was a different one that I thought we were playing, which shows that this doesn't absolve him, and this is the staffers that are quitting in mass number. We'll get that one kind of queued up there right now. I want to go to cut 64, which is this is going to be the framing to arrest massive amounts of Trump supporters across the country. Douglas Brinke, and I'm only playing this so you guys can understand where this is all headed, saying that the Insurrection 7 is no better than the Confederacy. Play cut 64.
Just the way people that joined the Confederacy and were taking down Confederate monuments and renaming military bases now. We're not allowing Confederates to be named anymore. This Insurrection 7, the seven U.S. senators, particularly Hawley and Cruz, that as you guys have been saying, is no better.
And that is they're framing this as no better than the Confederacy, which, again, they want to frame this as secessionism and insurrection of what happened yesterday. So let's now go to cut. The cut I was looking for is cut 63. Chris, I think this is the Chris Cuomo cut. Play cut 63.
I'm not saying that Democrats have to find a way to work with the people who bum-rushed the Capitol today. Let's be very clear. Not all Trumpers are bigots, but all bigots are Trumpers.
Yeah, how long did he rehearse that line? So a lot of people are asking us, emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com, that they are saying that there is they're asking, is there hope for the president to serve a second term? Look, there's always hope for a God-sized miracle and for an intervention. But look, with the vice president and the president of the Senate accepting the results and Congress officially certifying the Electoral College results, we're 13 days out from Joe Biden becoming president of the United States. That's not something that people like to hear. It's definitely not something that I want to see. However, constitutionally, there really are no more. There are very few options left at this moment. Obviously, if someone has some sort of a constitutional argument to make, I'd be very, very open-minded to it. But I also I don't like misleading you guys. I get a lot of your emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, of things that are just so – just a lot of you guys are being misled. I'm going to be honest. And I could say this, that right now we are in a moment where we are going to have to come to terms that through nefarious means and through – the taking over of institutions and through the surrendering of conservatives for so long of these institutions that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris might become the next two leaders of our country. In fact, it's looking increasingly likely, if not certain, based on what happened yesterday in Congress. And if you don't believe me, just go look at the United States Constitution and read it word for word and see what else might be remaining there. And so the question is, what do we do now? And that's what I want to dedicate the second hour to, is exactly what do we do and how do we do this? Because we have to game this out. And with the two Senate Georgia runoffs not going in our favor, well, then we got a lot of problems on our hands, but we got to solve those as well. Rebecca Nelson asked this question from Montana. Bless Charlie. I thank God for raising you guys up. Thank you. It's very kind of you. I've been told because we are in a national emergency that our dear president can cancel, so to speak, the election results and remain in power and declare a form of national law, martial law. This is not going to happen, just so we're clear. This is a rumor that has been spread on the internet. If it does happen, I will be the first one to say I was wrong, but just take it from someone who actually talks to people in the White House. This is not going to happen. So I just wanted to clear that up. Another question here is from, let me see, from a friend of mine, Stephen Rowe, great guy. He says, in your opinion, what should the Republican Party do in 2022, 2024 and beyond? How can we regain the support of so many people who believe our institutions are permanently damaged? Love your show. This is an easy day for conservatives. I'm thankful for your word of wisdom. Thank you, Stephen. I know Stephen used to work for us at Turning Point USA. He's a good American. And so I just saw his email come through. Look, here's going to be the other aspect of what's happening here, which is so important for all of you to listen to. I want you just to take a step back and think, who hated Trump before yesterday? Answer. Adam Kinzinger. Answer, Liz Cheney. People like that, right? But it's not that they hated President Trump's style. They use all of that as a facade to attack the president. In reality, they hate his ideas. I wrote a whole book on this called The MAGA Doctrine, where I believe the Republican Party needs to take great pause and make sure that the moderate establishment types do not use what happened yesterday as an excuse to kill the philosophical progress, the political progress that has been made thanks to President Trump. What do I mean by that? Ending these endless wars, renegotiating trade deals, challenging China, pushing back against big tech and social media censorship, which we've seen right now. Everything we have been warning against when it comes to social media and big tech is coming true. The president currently does not have access to his Twitter account. He does not have access to Facebook. The president, I don't think the president's on Parler yet, but it's probably an awesome opportunity for him to do that. But the president has really led the charge in kind of corporate challenging in more ways than one. That's a very healthy thing when you look at the amount of corporate dominance that is happening in America. However, there is going to be a resurgence in Republican circles because of what happened yesterday and in kind of the intelligentsia of their reaction to it, to say, see, that's what happens when we go in that awful conservative populist direction. When in reality, the exact opposite is actually true. In reality, that kind of anger, that kind of outrage generally from the people that were there is when you actually govern outside of conservative populism for the last 30 or 40 years. And so the question should really be, and one of the reasons why this is happening, and a lot of people are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com about this, like, how is this happening? What's actually going on here? And the bigger takeaway of all this, and some of these leaders have said this, they say, I'm so surprised this is happening. You could be saddened. You could be upset like I am. And you could be disappointed. However, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that people are angry at you, Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell. Don't be surprised, because if you are surprised that people are upset about your treachery, your lying, the cheating, and the lack of justice towards those things, when you saw Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and John Brennan and James Comey lie under oath and push back in great numbers, lie under oath and all of this, but not be pushed back in any way whatsoever, no indictments at all. Yeah, there's going to be a pent-up anger against this. There is going to be a pent-up kind of yearning for a rebellion or a reaction. I don't support that. Four people died yesterday that didn't need to die. And it also completely defeated all of the election integrity arguments that we had. You want to know what happened yesterday because things got violent? All of the progress that my friends had made at the Armistead Project to get state legislatures to about to they were so close to decertifying yesterday. You knew this, right? No, probably, maybe not. Arizona, Wisconsin, they were close to decertifying. You know none of them are now going to decertify? You know why? Because of what happened yesterday in the Capitol. They got scared. All of a sudden, you go to violence like this, you lose everybody. All of our arguments around voter fraud, all of it, basically lost in the eyes of public opinion. And so we were never really able to make our case yesterday, one that could have had generational impact on actually improving elections and maybe actually giving the president of the Senate a path to send this back down to the state legislatures. I want to play a tape last night from Tucker Carlson, who had a lot of great wisdom here. Let's play tape.
So our only option as a practical matter is to fix what is causing this in the first place. We don't have a choice. You may have nothing in common with the people on the other side of the country. Increasingly, you probably don't. But you're stuck with them. The idea that groups of Americans will somehow break off into separate, peaceful nations of like-minded citizens, that's a fantasy. That will not happen. There is no such thing as a peaceful separation. There never has been, and there won't be.
And we have another Tucker Carlson tape here to be able to show. So Tucker is articulate. Let's play this tape too.
The only reason this country is rich and successful is because for hundreds of years we have enjoyed a stable political system. And the only reason that system is stable is because it's a democracy. It responds to voters. Democracy is our pressure relief valve. As long as people sincerely believe they can change things by voting, they stay calm. They don't storm the Bastille. They don't burst into the House chamber. They talk and they organize and they vote.
So Tucker Carlson's a friend of mine, a great American, and we had no coordination at all whatsoever. We just said the exact same thing, which is just so incredible. We said the exact same thing. And so in our both at the exact same time yesterday, which is if you do not trust the institutions of how you elect your leaders, the pressure release valve, people are going to combust. 2 weeks ago on our radio program here, we said that people are about to bubble over, that people are about to lose it. And there's a great poem from Langston Hughes that articulates this exactly. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? And yesterday was the beginning of that explosion. Yesterday are people that had been treated like second-class citizens. In fact, we got an amazing email here on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast that I want to read, which was phenomenal. And we read it here on the program. Let me see if I can find this here. Conservatives, this is from one of our listeners, Jason. It's phenomenal. It's great wisdom. Conservatives are treated like second-class citizens in this country. You break the law, then you go to jail while the left gets released. You speak up at work, then you get fired while the left gets promoted. You post a tweet, you get blocked while the left gets a blue check mark. You debate a teacher, you get a failing grade while the left, they get straight A's. Yesterday was the breaking point of all the above. The only thing us second-class citizens have left is the power to vote anonymously, i.e. the secret Trump voter. They took that last avenue of freedom from us and then act surprised by today's events. It's phenomenal. That's just from a listener of ours, Jason. A lot of wisdom right there. This is a question we've gotten a lot. Charlie, you say there's no constitutional option left for us. How does the Insurrection Act fall into all of this? Is it applicable? Do you believe there is no legal law and order path to exposing voter fraud and taking back our country? What about Executive Order 13848? I could tell you the president, according to all my conversations and things that I could tell you, has absolutely no plans to sign the Insurrection Act or use the executive order mentioned right there. So I'm talking to actual human beings that are involved in this and not just speculation of message boards of people that wish they were involved in this. So in some ways, today is not my favorite show to do because I feel as if I have to tell a loved one that a loved one has passed away, because I'm saying that metaphorically. But I'm trying to just tell people right now that now we have to plan, we have to move forward. So what do we do? Okay, let's say that in 13 days, absent a God-sized miracle, Joe Biden becomes president of the United States. We'll have the United States Senate because conservatives did not show up in big numbers in Georgia because they were told not to vote. And then we have Pelosi as the Speaker of the House with a thin margin. One of the first things they're going to try to do is statehood for Washington, D.C. Do we have tape on that? Were we able to pull that tape? They're already calling for statehood for Washington, D.C. And so one of the first moves needs to be pressuring Joe Manchin and Mark Kelly, who's up in 2022 in Arizona, to prevent them from giving statehood. The biggest changes right now that we have to fight back against are structural changes that actually change the way that we govern our country. Tax law, Green New Deal, all that stuff is super annoying and we can fight it and a lot of it will fail. And the left is going to try to go way too big and they're going to fail with a lot of it. But the structural change stuff is where we really have to be careful. And so someone just emailed us here. They say, well, can we impeach Joe Biden? Well, if you would have had the United States Senate, you could have done something about that. But now that we control zero bodies of Congress, then no, you can't. And so Hunter Biden will likely get away with his crimes. So that's kind of all the really important thing about Georgia. We lose Georgia, all of a sudden you lose your capacity to have oversight, investigations, and otherwise. And so the other part of this, of kind of what we need to do, is first and foremost, we need to try and lift up Joe Manchin. I'm of the opinion that, and this is a theory that I have come up with myself, that all the Republicans should caucus together and support Joe Manchin for Senate Majority Leader. Joe Manchin is Senate Majority Leader. He is a blue dog Democrat. He voted for Gorsuch and he voted for Amy Coney Barrett. Is that right? No, maybe he voted for two of them. Kavanaugh? He voted for Kavanaugh. That's right. He did vote for Kavanaugh despite all the nonsense. Joe Manchin is a Democrat, but he does have some center-right tendencies. I would much rather see him become Senate Majority Leader with 50 Republicans backing him, therefore 51, and Kamala Harris doesn't become the tie-breaking vote, than 50 coming for Chuck Schumer and then 51 coming to Kamala Harris. There is no guarantee whatsoever that Joe Manchin is going to caucus with Chuck Schumer, but Republicans could stay in at least a center-right majority if they caucus with Joe Biden. But the biggest fight right now is statehood. They get statehood, things change forever, and it becomes increasingly difficult for those of us that want to see the country saved to do so. Let's play tape.
First, we must get statehood on the president's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the president of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the mayor of the District of Columbia. The Congress must create a nonpartisan commission to understand the catastrophic security failures that happened at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, both to hold people accountable and to ensure that it never happens again.
So D.C. statehood is going to be on the table, as is Puerto Rico statehood. D.C. already gets electoral votes, but that will then give them two United States senators, which will change the balance and the complexion of the United States Senate permanently, getting it to 102 members. That is Muriel Bowser, who is the mayor of Washington, D.C. Some emails are saying, Charlie, what would you want us to do? Some people are admitting that they boycotted the Georgia runoffs. Yeah, I mean, look, then you actually decided to boycott Donald Trump. So don't call yourself a Trump supporter. Donald Trump asked you to go vote in the Georgia runoffs. He did two rallies there. And so that helped play a role there. So now statehood, electoral college, abolition, Green New Deal, which is not going to pass. And then also the big one, that the Supreme Court justice packing, that is all on the table. So we got to fight it. We have to fight it strategically. The Joe Manchin thing could very well help us out here. I want to play some sound here of the – let's go to Senator Chuck Schumer, who I think over-exaggerates what happened yesterday. Cut 79, who compared what happened yesterday at Pearl Harbor, which is an insult to all the amazing veterans that survived and fought and the 3,000 people that died on Pearl Harbor. Play cut 79.
President, it is very, very difficult to put into words what has transpired today. I have never lived through or even imagined an experience like the one we have just witnessed in this Capitol. President Franklin Roosevelt set aside December 7, 1941, as a day that will live in infamy. Unfortunately, we can now add January 6, 2021, to that very short list of dates in American history that will live forever in infamy.
And so that is Senator Chuck Schumer comparing yesterday to Pearl Harbor, which I think is outrageous, to say the least. Let's go to cut 77 of Senator Chuck Schumer saying he is starting to get people prepared for impeachment, and actually the impeachment articles are being drawn up right now in the House of Representatives. So go to cut 77.
Labeled home, their home capitals, to report the harrowing scenes at the very heart of our democracy. This will be a stain on our country, not so easily washed away. The final terrible, indelible legacy of the 45th president of the United States, undoubtedly our worst. I want to be very clear. Those who perform these reprehensible acts cannot be called protesters. No, these were rioters and insurrectionists, goons and thugs, domestic terrorists. They do not represent America. They were a few thousand violent extremists who tried to take over the Capitol building and attack our democracy. They must and should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
So that is Senator Chuck Schumer. Someone emailed us here, Susan from Chrisman. So, Charlie, how do we go forward now? What exactly do us regular citizens go forward to fight what is coming our way? Our country has been bullied into where we are currently. What scares me is that some of our neighbors have been blindly in thinking that they're good citizens and leading us into socialism and communism. How can we stop statehood? Calling our representatives apparently doesn't work. So how do we go forward and stop what is coming our way? Susan from Utah. Thank you, Susan. Great question. We're not doing enough. I warned about this all throughout the fall. We did not knock on enough doors. We did not get in front of Congress people and senators and ask them questions and get them on the record. Do you go to senator town halls and Congress people town halls and get in their face legally and peacefully and ask them questions about why they support certain measures? Probably not. You know that most Democrat donors out there, small dollar donors, are giving 5 to 10% of their monthly income to Democrat candidates. We are being significantly outfunded. And so what I see right now is a lot of people that say all the elections are rigged, they're terrible, I'm never going to vote again. Then leave the country. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're going to fight to have every election done like Florida, where they have all their election results in by 9:30. You can have real elections in this country. You can. It's just look at the state of Florida. Look at the state of Ohio. And despite all the possible shenanigans there, we have figured it out. And so, look, it's very easy to want to tear things down. That is, it's easy to do. It doesn't take skill to topple over a building. It takes skill to build a building. Okay? It does not take skill to call for bloodshed. I mean, I'm getting a seriously alarming amount of emails of people that are saying civil war now. No. That is what people that do not have the capacity to strategically plan, reason, and have dialogue do. Some of you say, well, what about the founding fathers? Well, if your goal is to go found a new nation and you feel as if we are currently in the point of the American Revolution was, then you don't understand what the American Revolution was. It was a decade and a half of trying to peacefully sort out their differences with King George. And then they sent a declaration trying to do it peacefully, and they were met with force. Yesterday, 4 people died. 1 person was shot. Those of you that are calling for physical confrontation, get ready for a lot more body bags like that. You know what takes skill? Is actually winning back positions, winning back the institutions. That takes skill. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to get to some sound here. Let's go to Scott. We'll go to one of the good guys last night that I want to profile during the electoral voting process, Congressman Mo Brooks. The evidence is irrefutable. Cut 84. We don't have that one. We're still getting that one. Okay. We're still getting that one together. So let's go to then. We played Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is terrific. Let's go to cut 67 of Senator Cramer, who is an establishment Republican who might be signaling that he'll support impeachment for the president in the Senate. Play cut 67.
He was pouring fuel on a spark, and so no, he does bear some responsibility, but it's not his fault that people made decisions to, you know, to break into this building and start desecrating.
So that's Senator Cramer, who says that President Trump bears some responsibility for inciting that. Now I want – so that's just a preview of what's happening. I will not be surprised if the House of Representatives impeaches the president tonight or tomorrow to try and prevent him ever from running for the presidency again. Some people are asking questions. What happened to the Kraken? What happened to all of that? Good question. I don't know. But I could tell you now that we're 13 days out from – Joe Biden taking the oath of office. And Congress certified it, and constitutionally that measure is there. Let's play Congressman Mo Brooks, who gave the best fight he could last night with a very good case for exactly what happened. Play tape.
Speaker, the evidence is compelling and irrefutable. Non-citizens overwhelmingly voted for Joe Biden in exchange for the promised amnesty and citizenship, and in so doing, helped steal the election from Donald Trump, Republican candidates, and American citizens across America. Madam Speaker, in my judgment, if only lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens are counted, Joe Biden lost and President Trump won the Electoral College.
So Mo Brooks was basically saying that amnesty is coming and we have to figure out a way to push back against it. So for those people that said the Georgia runoff doesn't matter, well, then you handed the keys to mass amnesty to Senator Chuck Schumer, where they are going to try to legalize 20 foreign nationals that are here illegally in this country. I want to compliment my friend Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who gave a phenomenal speech last evening when a lot of people told her not to. Let's play tape of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
The right to vote is sacred, that a representative has a duty to represent his or her constituents, and that the rule of law is a hallmark of our nation. And in the spirit of healing, those are not my words. Those are the words of you, Madam Speaker, from this very chamber, when some of my colleagues and friends across the aisle objected to the 2005 Electoral College certification.
So Congresswoman Elise Stefanik gave one of the best speeches of the evening, and I think was terrific in how she handled that. And she very well could have backed down, but she was really, really clear, and she deserves praise for that. She really, really does. So where we are right now is we are 13 days out from a transition. President Trump did say today that he is going to have an orderly transition between his presidency and the Biden presidency. And so that is going to be underway, if not already. And all of my sources in the White House have basically told me it's over. And if you're reading sources that tell you differently, I could tell you hard to find sources that are better than the ones that I'm talking to, because you can go straight to the source. But then the question is, what do we do? Do we give up? If your position is to give up, then leave. We'll fight without you. We fight for every single inch. We run for school board races. We run for county commissioners. We run for mayor races. There are mayor races all across the country this spring. Go look up your provisional races and go run for them. If you think your elections are not – they're not being conducted properly, then become an election judge. Ask how the elections are being done, or go find a way that you can implement actual changes in how elections are being administered in this country. We are currently – in a moment right now where if we do not act in broad and dramatic ways, tangibly trying to take back terrain from the left, then we might as well roll over and surrender. I could tell you that's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is we're already planning out ways that we're going to be able to win over millions of more people. Yesterday did not help. I could tell you yesterday made our cause for conservatism so incredibly hard. Some people don't care. Well, that's the job that I'm in, is trying to convince young people not to hate this country. And then I try to sell them a certain philosophical – I try to tell them that a certain philosophical idea is better, and then they see, oh, well, that philosophical idea just stormed the Capitol. And of course, we've already been through that. There were agitators. There were people that were probably on the professional left. But there were also people on the very, very far right, on the identitarian white nationalist right, that were there yesterday. So what you do is you dedicate yourself every single day to learning more about this country, learning more about what drives us as Americans, what makes us different, and then you act. Look, I'm going to be honest. The next couple months are going to be terrible politically. Yeah, that's life. A lot of people are emailing us saying, well, I don't want to live through that. I want to. Look, you got to live through tough times, everybody. We lived through Barack Obama. It was awful. He had unified government. We took back the House, and then we took back the Senate, and eventually we got President Donald Trump. Do we actually have the will to do that? I know that I do. I know that that's what we're going to be doing here every single day on our podcast and our radio show. We have the energy and we have the focus to do that. I personally have no tolerance whatsoever for people that are checking out, giving up, or they're saying, I'm going to guns right now. It's ridiculous. We got an email here, freedom@charliekirk.com, from Gabe, who sent us some information from the 1964 Brazilian coup d'etat and said, I believe them certifying an illegal election is now officially a crime and the military will get involved. Treason happened and Trump gets another 4 years. That's not happening. Whoever's telling you that and whatever you're reading is trying to get clicks and is wrong. None of that is happening. Okay. Freedom@charliekirk.com. You can email us. I want to thank Lindsay for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support for $100 a month from Oklahoma. Thank you. Wendy from Washington as well. We've been putting in a lot of work and we got a lot of work ahead of us. I'll tell you what. We have a lot of hours and a lot of struggle and a lot of fight. I think that a lot of people that are upset right now that are emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com, they kind of wanted a return to post-World War II America. They thought that we were going to have two terms, kind of like Dwight D. Eisenhower did. But unfortunately, what happened yesterday certified it. And unless outside of a God-sized miracle, which I'm always open up for, the God of the Bible is a God of miracles. Joe Biden will become the next president of the United States. Okay, so let's get to some more questions here that you guys have emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Lily asks, and she wins a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Hi, Charlie. I'm 15 years old and part of the next generation. How cool is this? 15-year-olds that are rising up. I just wish that 51-year-olds cared as much as 15-year-olds. I'm a Christian who loves my country and doesn't want to see it fail. There's so many young people who just go with the flow of the media and don't even research. But if you try to tell them anything from the other side, they just reject you. I know there are many who feel the same way as I do but are afraid to stand up. What are some words of encouragement to those people? I will continue with to pray for this country, your team, and our government. Hope you're doing well. Lily, what a polite email. She wins a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine just for being so polite. I'll tell you right now, I'm getting some very non-polite emails of people that say I'm a traitor to the United States because I say that Joe Biden is probably going to be president. This is where we're at in our country right now. Here's what you do, Lily. You try to stay at a level where you can communicate with these people, at least on shared intentions. You try to tell the other side you're talking to, do you think I mean well or do you think I mean bad or mean poorly? And if they think you mean poorly, the conversation is over before it even begins. But at least then try to find some agreed upon sources, information, or data sets that can be used, and then ask questions. Lily, my best answer to you is just ask questions and always try to persuade people through that. Paul says this, getting a lot of emails on this, war is the only way. Charlie, war is the only way to get through to these corrupt politicians. And saying the call for war is ridiculous is completely moronic. The left will do anything they can to silence us. They will lock us up and they'll kill us if need be to get what they want, which is completely in control of every single person in the country. If you're not willing to actually fight and spill blood for the country, then step down and tell us what you're willing to do. I'm willing to do everything within the constitutional framework of the country. So tough guy Paul, who's saying war is the only way, you're willing to go spill blood for the country. Okay, tough guy. Did you go walk precincts for Trump? Did you go audit the voter rolls? Did you go do the midnight broadcast like we did? No. All of a sudden, you all of a sudden see things the way you don't like to. I'm going to go get my AR-15. You'll probably run the first time you hear gunshots anyway. Okay? All this tough guy Civil War language has got to cut it out. I'm telling you right now, we've been given a constitutional framework to work within. We control 26 state legislatures, hold the Republicans accountable, use the systems of power within us. We could have done that last night in Congress. But it's easy to talk like Paul right now. War is the only way. Okay, that's how the Hutus talk, okay? That's how ISIS talks. You know why ISIS talks that way? Because they're not smart enough to build civilizations. So they run around like a bunch of goat herders blowing each other up. That's what ISIS does. You know what the West does? You don't go to war and you solve your differences between persuasion, rationale, reason, and building things. Paul, who's not a very smart person, war is the only way. No, it's not. Okay? You know how you could defeat the left? You could defeat them through building up our own institutions. You could defeat them through investigative journalism. You could defeat them by lifting up heroes like Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis. Immediately resorting to physical conflict because you didn't like the way that things went makes us no philosophically different than leftists. Zero whatsoever. We've been given this gift of this constitutional republic, and if all of a sudden we're going to throw it away, and I agree with a lot of the grievances, I've done entire programs on it, is an absolute insult to everything that this country stands for. I want to thank those of you that are supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to take a little bit more time on the live stream today. We're going to say goodbye to radio in about 20 seconds here. And I just want to thank those of you that have subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. It really means a lot to me. We're on radio stations across the country, and we really appreciate all of the support from people from Maine to Hawaii. It's really something. So thank you, guys. And we are going to say goodbye to radio in just a second here. If you got a third hour, you are very lucky here. Okay, we're going to continue to go on the live stream here for just a couple more minutes. And I want to do this right here. There is someone that just emailed me a question that I want to get to. Okay, Holly says, and I respect this, she says, are you God? No, I am not. Do you know what's going to happen next? 100%. No, I don't think so. Just because you talk to people in the White House doesn't make you God. This is correct. I do not claim deification. I don't know precisely what's going to happen the next 13 days, but I can tell you constitutionally and almost certainly Joe Biden will be sworn in as the next president of the United States on January 20th. Okay, please continue to email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Mallory asks a great question. What qualifications do you need to run for office? What resources available to learn to run about government in our country from a reliable source? Constructive, Mallory. You see, Mallory wants to run for office and not act like ISIS. Good. I like Mallory. So first of all, a Leadership Institute does a great job of training candidates. I encourage you guys to check it out. Leadership Institute, they do a very good job of this. And my advice to everyone is run for local government first. Run for school board, run for state rep, run for anything. Run for mayor's races. Mayor's races are the most important races that we as conservatives have not gotten engaged and involved with in many different ways. Let me take this other question here. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Jackie Boeing says, the president is in Texas. No, he's not. Just so we're clear, the president did not go to Texas last night. The president's in the White House. Just had to clear that up. Okay. I don't know where people got that from, but it's just not true. I could tell you 100% that's not true. Okay. Darla from Pennsylvania, thank you for supporting us. $100 at charliekirk.com/support. But the president is headed to Camp David this weekend. That is true. That I could tell you is true. So let me see here. So this is a great question from Louisa. She says, should we vote third party or are we splitting the vote with Republicans to keep a third party from Democrats from having a majority vote? Do not vote third party. The Democrats, I hope you guys understand, the Democrats hope that we fracture ourselves into different parties and don't show up. That's the Democrat strategy. We should be hoping they do that. Instead, take over the Republican Party. Instead of, oh, I'm going to go start some new party. No, no, no. Take over the Republican Party. They don't have the will of the people. The Chamber of Commerce does not. As soon as we start fractioning our third parties, you will never win another election again, and you'll be out of power. And that's not good for anyone. Another question here. Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm a 17-year-old that lives in Denver, Colorado. I've been told to kill myself because I support Trump. What do I do? Also, love the show. Well, the obvious is don't kill yourself. Don't do that. And I don't say that lightly because that's just something you shouldn't do. Look, those people are not your friends. Those people think of you in an inhuman way. And I highly encourage you to find friends. You could do this at Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Start a Turning Point USA group and chapter to at least be able to find people of some like-minded way. Jessica has emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com. She in all caps said, stop Charlie. Apparently Jessica wants a civil war. So that is interesting. Okay, let me see here. Nate says, Charlie, thank you for putting out the information, whether it's people want to hear it or not. To those calling for civil war must have never been to war. You know what? That's a really, really good point. Civil war is not what America needs. The face of war is ugly, and I never want to see it again. I bet those calling for civil war don't want to see it either. Keep on telling the truth, brother. Nate Greer, OEF veteran. Thank you for that sobering comment, for talking about how war is the worst thing that human beings can engage in. It's awful. It's unspeakable. Thank you, Nate. It's what keeps us different than the beasts like ISIS. You could be angry, but your capacity to be able to constrain your anger is what makes you a mature citizen. I feel as if we've lost that. Okay, we'll take a couple more questions. We're going to give away some signed copies of my book, The MAGA Doctrine. If you are able to subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show and email it in, you guys get into the running. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, just hit that subscribe button and also hit that YouTube bell. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Hi, Charlie. Now that we lost the Senate, what does this mean for the Second Amendment? They are going to try to pass gun control legislation very, very soon. That is something they can probably all agree on. But Joe Manchin is going to be the deciding vote on that. Very good question. Freedom at charliekirk.com. I'm sorry, we have some breaking news. Democrat representatives Dave Cicilline, Jamie Raskin, and Ted Lieu are circulating articles of impeachment against President Trump Thursday, one day after pro-Trump supporters I'm just reading from a news report. The four-page resolution charged Mr. Trump up with abuse of power for willingly inciting violence against the government. And so that very well could result in criminal charges if the Department of Justice wants to take that up. And they do pass it. Lots of things have to happen in that kind of sequence of events here. I'll take a couple more questions here. Freedom at charliekirk.com. Let me see here. Jessica says, I don't want a civil war. How dare you? I've followed you. I think you need to stop being rude to your followers. Well, I am going to be rude for people that want bloodshed. Okay? You don't deserve decency if you want a civil war. Ridiculous. Molly. Hi, Charlie. My name is Molly. I just wanted to say thank you for helping make this election chaos make sense right now. Just like Lily, who read your email earlier, I'm 14 and also see what she is seeing. Many people our ages do not want to listen to the other side. They're also stuck on their opinions. They're not willing to even begin to understand what the other side is saying. I get made fun of at school for my beliefs and have many people talk about me. However, I try my best to not let it get to me. Don't. We have to keep praying for our country. There will probably be a lot more chaos in the next few months, like you said, but God has a plan. Thank you for everything you do and help me understand the past few months. Well, there's not really a question there, but Molly, stand your ground. We have your back here on The Charlie Kirk Show and also at Turning Point USA. Thank you, Molly. God bless you. I'd love to send you a book. Here is the let's get to another question. This is a great point here from one of our listeners. We should not go to war because that is what China wants. Yes. That's exactly right. And by the way, a lot of those anonymous accounts in these YouTube comments that may be calling for civil war, they might be Chinese-placed bots of Fang Fang. That might have been what Fang Fang was doing in the Bay Area. Maybe she was setting up all these insurrectionist-type behavior. China would love nothing more than for us to tear each other apart. Hi, Charlie. My name is Justin from Colorado. All this talk about war. I serve proudly. I'm a Marine. And I just say a good majority of these people have no idea what the type of hell war is. Aside from that, I have a question now. How do you plan on fighting for our country? Thank you for your time. Your show is amazing. OEF 2012, you get a book. Thank you for your service to our country. And thank you for these sobering comments. I appreciate that. How do we plan to fight? We resist Joe Biden and his entire administration every turn, absent a God-sized miracle that he doesn't get sworn in. And we push back against them at every single turn, and then we go take terrain. We take mayor's races, we take congressional races, we take state rep races, and we gotta fix the way that elections are done in this country. You have to demand Republican legislatures fix the way elections are done through the balloting, through the machines, and otherwise. And the Secretary of State's races are so incredibly important. Samantha. Hi, Charlie. My name is Samantha, and I'm from Connecticut. I'm 17, about to go to college next year. What can I do to help get involved with programs like Turning Point USA? Well, first of all, go to tpusa.com, start a chapter, get engaged, and get involved. And we would love to help you with that. You guys can also – you can email me, Samantha. I'm going to forward your email to our team here in real time so that we can get you engaged and getting involved. And thank you for that constructive kind of participation in what we need to do. I really do believe we are going to win over the future as we continue to persuade people around these ideas and these values. And email us, continue, freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, Riley, as a young conservative, what can I do to help the party if Trump is impeached by the House but acquitted by the Senate? What happens? Then he can run again. Removal would then prevent him from running in the future. A young conservative, get engaged, organize your local community, own your precinct, and also start a YouTube channel. Start your advocacy digitally and online and otherwise. Robin says here, Charlie, I get your frustration, but you've been given a gift. For those patriots who want to do a Mel Gibson, you have the power to talk them off a ledge. It's a good point. There are patriots that have seen the tearing down of this country for several years. Youth is not on their side. You will get it if you continue your fight 30 years and do not see change. I do get it. Trust me. I get the frustration. There's a large part of the Patriot Party that are hanging on and want to go postal. Use your platform and understanding, but start discussing the executable plans with Joe Biden, how we take some action to prevent the communism taking over. God bless you. Robin, I appreciate that. That was very thoughtfully said. Thank you. And I do understand and I sympathize with it. But I am going to take a very firm and hard stand against anyone that calls for violent civil war. Good point here, though, by Shay. No civil war. Yes, civil disobedience. Great point. And I mentioned this on the live stream yesterday. Civil disobedience takes two things. It takes you be willing to you have to be very thoughtful in how you do this, but you have to be willing to accept the punishment of the crime, and it has to be clearly articulated what you're trying to achieve. So, for example, if they're going to pass a measure, for example, saying that they are going to restrict a certain thing, saying you're going to have to arrest us, but we are going to accept the punishment of the crime. That is the difference. By the way, you know, civil disobedience is actually more effective than civil insurrection. Just looking at historically, you look at the massive mass movements. When you civilly disobey and you're willing to accept the punishment of a crime, that's how you win over mass public opinion. That's how you win over public approval. That's a very, very good point. If you guys want to support us, it is charliekirk.com/support. Elena says, hi, Charlie. I'm 16 and a junior in high school. I just wanted to join the Air Force and hopefully the CIA for many years now. The CIA could use people like you. I could tell you that because you seem like an honest person. I just want your advice as to still if this is a wise idea considering Joe Biden coming into office. Yes, we need people to serve our country. We need people to serve us valiantly in more way than one. And so I think that people, you should keep your dreams intact regardless of who is president of the United States. Thank you for that question. I appreciate that. If you guys want to, Katie says here, hi, Charlie, I must admit, I haven't, and the subject line is eyes open. I haven't gotten involved in politics before this election year. I can honestly say I didn't care and never kept up with what's happening in the world, much less my own party. A friend introduced me to your channel a few months ago. My eyes have been opened forever. I depend on your platform to keep me updated on the truth. I share your channel with whoever I get because I know there are people out there that are how I used to be. Thank you for that. It is our duty to stay informed and to take constitutional action whenever necessary. Thank you for all your team does. Your hard work will not go unnoticed. My prayers are forever with you. Thank you, Katie. That is very, very kind. Nick, there's a lot of great questions here. Starting a Turning Point chapter, help. Devin Kelly says, I'm watching your YouTube right now. I really appreciate all you've done and continue to do. I'm in the process of starting a Turning Point USA chapter at my school in Pittsburgh. Because of the events of yesterday, I feel like the work I'm trying to accomplish is being diminished because of what happened yesterday. You're right. It's going to be harder than ever for young people now to start Turning Point USA groups and to start groups to persuade conservatives because of a couple dozen people that were violent yesterday. Do you have any advice on how I could get more people to support at my liberal college? Thank you, Devin Kelly. You have to hold the line. Find other Turning Point USA chapter leaders to do this, and also be very clear about how you support, what you do, why you believe what you believe, and why you're involved. And find people that can have civil discussions and do not want to boil over. So, Devin, thank you for your question. I appreciate that, and want to get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Okay, let's go right here. Question about D.C. state admission. Hi, Charlie. I heard you mention that a unified Democrat government will inevitably lead to the admission of D.C. after a couple of other U.S. territories as states. I just want to know why that could be so dangerous. It'll add two United States senators, which will 100% be Democrat. D.C. is 96% Democrat. And might even be higher than that, which will add to it's a power grab is what it is. And it will expand the Democrat control over the United States Senate all but permanently. Hi, Charlie. I'm 19 years old from upstate New York going to college. How should I get involved in my local community? What's the best way to get informed and be able to have a peaceful debate? Before listening to you all day yesterday, I thought people were going to rebel. But after listening to you, it's not the way for America. Thank you, Logan. I appreciate that. Remember, it does not take skill to shed blood. Any sort of savage beast can do that. What separates us from the beasts is our capacity to build. That's what makes us different. Building versus tearing things down. We don't do that. Conservatism, Edmund Burke conservatism, built this country. Don't forget that. Run for local office is a great – so run for mayor, run for city council, run for local government. I highly encourage you to do that. And people are asking, how do I find out my local government? So just find your county and ask when the municipal elections are. These elections sometimes are won by like 700 votes. And if you guys are candidates and you're running for something, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We might support you with some of the stuff we're doing through our political vehicle at Turning Point Action. Jordan has a point here. Boy, we're getting so many emails here. Okay. Hi, Charlie. I live in Wisconsin. Can you tell people to not stop voting after this election? Also, how do you turn a blue district into a red district? Thank you. Keep fighting. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. Yes, we should never stop fighting. And you should continue to vote. Even if you think your vote is going to be stolen, is it really that much of an effort to go vote? I mean, this is what I can't understand about this. You should, of course, fight for fair and free elections, but you not voting achieves what exactly? I want to know the decision tree of what your voting actually helps achieve. What if it actually – what if your vote is the one that does get counted because you don't understand the biggest amount of fraud happens through mail-in voting? So, therefore, if you think that mail-in voting is fraudulent, go vote in person. And if you really don't trust the way that the elections are done, go vote in person and become an election judge and count your own vote. Do you see how stupid it is all of a sudden to not vote? Well, I'm not going to vote. I'm going to go send a message to the man. Yeah, you gave a gift to Chuck Schumer, which is exactly what you did. Okay. Jacqueline, which is this is a great email. Thank you, Jacqueline. Jackie from Florida. Hey, Charlie, I'm a 47-year-old mom with four sons. I wish I'd homeschooled them. My youngest is 18. I remember you said recently some things we can do, and here's two of those suggestions that I'm working on. I'm helping a friend who is currently homeschooling three of her daughters while my friend goes to her to help her mom have cancer treatment. The other one is me giving her encouragement information about how to homeschool their younger sister. Good for you. You're being proactive. You're thinking about building. That takes a great amount of praise. That deserves praise, I should say. Beginning school in the fall. So hopefully my nephew will not go into the public school system. I'm so thankful to see how the Lord is still with them in this chaotic world. I listen to you on YouTube almost every day. Haven't gotten any of your questions answered correctly yet, but I'm taking notes. Well, Jackie, you know what? You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Congratulations. Thank you for that really wonderful email. We appreciate that. We want to give away some copies of the MAGA Doctrine. So all you have to do is show us you're subscribed to the podcast, screenshot it, and email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and we might put in one of these Turning Point USA hats. And if you want to donate to Turning Point USA, you can go to tpusa.com/donate, or if you want to buy one of these hats, it's shoptpusa.com. Hey, Charlie, how can you start Turning Point USA chapters at a private university, studying criminal justice to be a police officer in Florida? The school is full of knowledgeable students, and I've changed numerous students' minds on difficult topics. How do I start a chapter? Does it cost money, more importantly? No, it's free of charge, and I am going to email your email right now to our team, and we are going to get you started. You can go to tpusa.com. There's a get involved kind of join activism banner there. You go right there. You get engaged, get involved. Be proactive, everybody. Build something new. Right now, think to yourself, I don't like the direction of the country, right? So how building takes skill. Building takes effort. Building takes patience, right? So for those of you that are Christians out there, what is the gospel? What does the Bible tell us to do? Does it tell us to tear down or tell us to build new? Build something new. Start a chapter. Get engaged. Get involved. Start a local group. Start a book club. I don't know. Do something proactive. And if you want to push back and you're really willing to do that, civil disobedience, yes. Civil war, no. Gary, thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, $240. Thank you. Susan from Orange, California, thank you. And Kimberly from Maryland, thank you so much. We appreciate that right now. Okay, let's give away some books right here. We are going to give away a book to Brooke. Thank you for subscribing. You win a book, a signed copy of The MAGA Doctrine. Our team will be in touch. Thank you so much. I think a lot of people share this view, and I'm going to say this. I'm actually not going to attack this point of view, but I do think this is important. Okay, I'm not going to even say who this is from. Charlie, I'm not going to lie. I was happy when I saw them break into Congress. I guess I saw it as a form of disobedience. I honestly did not think that it would get that out of hand. After listening to you, I do not want a civil war. I hope that I don't get in trouble for my tweets. I'm terrified. Well, you can delete the tweets. But you know what? I just want to say, a lot of people believe that. I tell people all the time when I'm counseling people, and I tell people, Charlie, I'm about to make a big decision. I say, well, first of all, before you make a big decision, don't make a big decision when you're angry. You usually don't think clearly when you're angry. That's usually a good rule of life. And look, for Vanessa here that emailed us, and she's saying she's sorry. I actually don't think you have to be sorry. I think there were a lot of people that might have been quietly cheering that on because they didn't really quite know what was happening there. And I appreciate the apology. And all of a sudden, you look at things through a day later, you're like, I don't know if I liked that. And that's okay. That's a normal process to go through. But do you know the most important thing is then to learn from it and to say, that's not who we are. That's not what we believe. We're not all of a sudden going to try to start some sort of secession campaign. Come on. That's not who we are, and that's not what we believe. So I appreciate that question. I think a lot of people share that point here. We're getting a lot of good questions here. freedom@charliekirk.com. I just think my email froze for a second here. So I think we've got so many emails that are coming in. Please continue to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll read these in real time. And I do want to just make one other note with that when you're angry, it's most important at that moment to take a pause and then think clearly. Okay, let's get to this one right here. Hi, Charlie. In order to open a chapter, do I have to be a certain age? And as a teen who is not able to vote, what can I do? No, as a teenager, you can start a chapter at Turning Point USA. You go to tpusa.com. It's a great website. It's easy to use. Just go to it right now. You go to activism right there on the tpusa.com website. If you want to start a chapter, you scroll down a little bit and you are able to scroll down. And it goes to Field Staff Support, Campus Freedom Alliance. Actually, the best way to do that is you click on the upper right-hand corner, go to Activism, and then you go to Get Involved. So it's tpusa.com/Get Involved, and there's a Get Involved form right there, and you fill it out, and you press Submit, and that is it. Very, very good. So, Natalie, I hope you start a Turning Point USA group. We are here to help you and support you, and we really appreciate that. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. We have right here a question that someone has from. Yes, so this is what happens because we lost Georgia. It's a good question. From the Black Diamond Custom Guitar Shop USA. So if the left wants to make two new states, then you mean to tell me they're going to change our American flag? You've got to be kidding me. This is so wrong. Never give up. God bless. You're right. We never give up. But yes, that is what they plan to do. That is correct. So, Brianna says, tell Erica she's awesome. I completely and totally agree with that. She is awesome. Next question here. Hey, Charlie, this is Zach Holloway. I was wondering if you'll run for president or something one day. We need to have a country. And no, I have no plans to run for anything, but that's a very kind thing to say. Thank you. All right, let's get to this question here. How do I start a non-college chapter? We do have alumni chapters. And so, Rebecca, I'm going to put you in touch with our team here because you emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com and get you connected with the right people. I want to thank some of our supporters here. James from Arizona, thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Keith emailed me, are you a sellout too? So are you covering your tail? Are you a turncoat? I was at the Capitol yesterday. Antifa was responsible. Please clarify. Well, Keith, as I have said, Antifa was probably involved. There were instigators, but there are also video footage that I'd be happy to share with you of far right white nationalists that call themselves Trump supporters that were there yesterday. So, no, I am not a turncoat, Keith, but I appreciate the sentiment. And thank you so much for listening and watching. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay. Michael says this. Hi, Charlie. I started watching your show this year. I needed some constructive information. Thank you. I'm 36, a Canadian living in Utah on a work permit, I was going to become a citizen and procrastinated since I was working so much. I've been very concerned this whole year, but dang near useless, just working and going to a few rallies. My question is this. As a person in the middle of life, I'm frustrated. I have no time and no influence to build. What can I do? So basically, look, there's two ways to help right now. You can fight or you can help the fighters. So if you're not in a position to do that, then help those of us on the Charlie Kirk Show. Help us. And look, for all of you that are sending me all these very nasty messages, I would just encourage you, lift up the people that are actually trying to do something constructive in this country right now. We did 14 hours of broadcasting yesterday. Turning Point USA has nearly 1,100 high school and college chapters across the country. We peacefully helped at Turning Point Action bring 80 buses of students that came to the rally and then went back on the buses yesterday. And so we are heavily involved in the Georgia runoff. We're doing everything we possibly can. This is one of the problems, is that all of a sudden you hear something that all of a sudden that you think might not be, and you just say, we're going to throw them away completely and totally. That's one of the problems, man. It's just not right. Okay, here's another one. Jacob, I'm a junior in high school living in Canada, but my home country is America. My question is, what can I do in Canada to help America? Start a Turning Point USA chapter. You could do that in Canada. So go to tpusa.com/get-involved. Start a chapter, get engaged, get involved. That is the way to do it. Okay, look, here is here someone says here Keith sent me a nice message in return. Thank you, Keith. I didn't mean to insinuate you're a turncoat. I was just asking, as a lot of people are covering their tails and changing their tune. Thanks for your reply. Of course, Keith. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's how dialogue works, and we just kind of got to there. Okay, so I do want to say this in closing. Do something constructive, everybody. Constructive means it's hard. Buckle up. Brace for impact. Things are going to be pretty terrible if what happens we believe is going to happen in the next couple weeks. Which looks like, because of the constitutional certification, it's there. So what do? You learn and you build and you push back against it. If you don't like it, that's a set of circumstances that are there. Every day, right when I'm done with this broadcast right now, you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go meet with my chapter team at Turning Point USA, our amazing field team, and I'm going to figure out how we could start more chapters, start more high school groups. You know what I'm going to do after that? I'm going to go record a couple more podcasts, and then after that, I'm going to go meet with our events team at Turning Point USA, and then we're going to have expansion plans. We're doing something. And I know that a lot of you guys have day jobs and all that, and God bless you for that. Then find one little thing you could do a day that you otherwise weren't doing. And you guys are the backbone. You guys are the patriots of this country. You really are. We're going to win. And one day, a month from now, a year from now, and 5 years from now, I want you to remember this feeling and use it towards action. And that's what we have to do here. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. That gives us the ability to continue to fight. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. We might be back again tonight, this evening, to go through what is happening. And finally, get involved, get engaged. If you are young and watching this under the age of 22, please get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com/get-involved. And thank you for subscribing to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We'll be giving out some books throughout the day. If you email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're going to win. We're going to have to fight. We're going to have to plan. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to learn. We're going to have to act. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.